Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Seven after the hour on the DJV program. Hello, I do what you do. Situation here with Jennifer, Victoria, Doug, and you. The overview, I guess, as much as anything else. There's so much going on. My God, what this stuff means to all of us. The information that is new and following. I thought it was interesting that the president cut the ties completely. Our country's ties with the World Health Organization. This was news to me. This kind of, because we suspected that China, because of the rulings of the WHO, had complete control, and this was a proven understanding that the, was it vice chairman of the World Health Organization is the wife of the Chinese premier? Is it his wife,
amazing,
right?
Amazing how that works out, right? President Xi's wife involved with the World Health Organization, yet there's really nothing to see here. I don't know. It's now it makes it easier to understand the connection between the World Health Organization and China, because it all boils down to President Xi's wife. And so I think that was the right move to defund the World Health Organization. I think they have a lot of explaining to do with a lot of the bad information that they gave to not just our country, but the whole world at the start, as they started to talk to people about the coronavirus. So that, I think, is really important. Also, as part of this, the president cut all of the favor to Hong Kong. He put a light on the fact that China is still considered to be a developing nation, which means that they are given all sorts of resources, and he said that that stops now. They are not a developing nation. They are developed. There's no reason that they should be getting special favors for this. He also said because they've taken control back over of Hong Kong, that Hong Kong would stop getting favor from Congress, and from, because they're getting a lot of money from our country, and so he put a stop to that as well, because China is actually now, again, very much in control of Hong Kong. So a couple of big moves, I guess, towards the end of last week.
Yeah, the question comes on civil rights there, that sort of thing. Is this just another give back or give away or give in to China? Is that really kind of what this is under the circumstances?
You could make the argument that it is. I don't disagree necessarily with calling China out, saying, look, we're not going to fund Hong Kong anymore because you're not maintaining the agreement of, you know, of two separate states, you know, one country but two separate states. And so that's the violation, essentially. We've seen how heavy-handed China has been with Hong Kong recently and all the protests and things like that. So I understand calling them out on that end, but the human rights violations, without us having any money there, we also have no control and no say, and that does concern me because the images are pretty terrible. And it's been going on for months.
We hadn't had control in Hong Kong for a long time. In fact, I think it was pretty evident with all of the protests that this is no longer a democracy, and that they had actually defaulted on their end of the bargain, which was that they would maintain a democracy and that they would maintain independence from China, and that's just not happening right now.
Well, they can't maintain independence. They're not allowed. They want to, but it's just that China's not allowing it.
Well, I mean, we just keep adding on the riots. I've theorized in the program that the riots in all the cities around the country are being fostered by the Chinese Communist Party. I also believe more strongly all the day. When I found out that the FCC had granted foreign ownership in radio and broadcast facilities up to 100%. Who else is going to buy into our media, our news media, than the Chinese? Into the radio business, into the television. Who's going to do that? Who else is going to put billions and hundreds of billions of dollars into controlling the radio that you listen to, or they're going to control me, but they can bump me off of stations that, that they own. Pretty easy to do that. So the Communist Chinese Party, the World Health Organization, they have gotten control of that. They're working on getting control of media. They're getting control of the food supply. What else do we need here to wake up? Stick your head in a bucket, for God's sakes, and put some cold water so you wake up to what's going on. I think it's very easy to draw a very direct line to the Chinese communists when it comes to these riots and who's paying the people to do the rioting and the looting and disrupt our cities. More, way more peaceful protests going on, but the ones that are getting the attention are the ones that are destructive. And then you get to the elections and see what all the screwing around is being done with our elective process. Come on, folks, wake up. Connect the dots. Look at what's going on. When are you going to wear? Are we so given in the stuff? You know, I talked to you last week about buying a scale, and I was online on Wayfair for an hour and a half to find a scale that was made in America. Do you know those bastards sent me a scale that was made in China? After all of that? Yeah, that's what I thought too. And it's not even assembled in America. It says on the scale, made in China. But in their representation online, it says made in America on this scale. So, you know, you might either you give up and just open the door and say, okay, come on in. We give up. Because this is a war. And you're going to surrender or you're not going to surrender. And I think that we've done, and I think you can draw conclusions back to, or references back to, how bad the last 20, 30 years our educational system has become. What's the purpose of that? Why would we allow ourselves to weaken the educational system as much as we have? Why? What is it? So is it, in whose best interest is it for other than Americans to control pretty much everything in America? Who's going to gain from that? I just think it's time we've stuck our heads in the sand.
I think it's very disconcerting that the FCC, after all these years, has prevented foreign ownership of radio and media companies.
Yeah.
And to me, it feels like that's how little the FCC thinks of radio. That's the message that I think it's sending.
Well, but it's the federal government. It's an action of the federal government.
Could it be that the compelling case was made by these broadcast companies who can't, they're poorly managed, they can't run themselves, they're trying to stay alive at any cost, and could it be that they're trying to come up with a plan to save themselves, and so they come up with a compelling argument, they get their legal teams involved, and this is what we deal with. I mean, there's also
that. But how
many
other companies have tried to make that same argument, and the FCC in the past has said, nope, sorry, foreign ownership, we're not changing on it.
Yeah, the newspapers. You're not supposed to own newspapers.
But I think that happens anyway. I mean, you already have, in some ways, foreign bodies
involved. My point is
that
it's not good for anybody. It's not good for you. It's not good for me. It's not good. This is just not good, what's going on. A lot of benefits to composting, said he in his Segway Serenade. The clip of the day at DGVShow.com. As the three of us, Doug, Jen, and Victoria, talk about how useful composting is. I was moving some of the composting around that I have on my farm this weekend. Very good for gardens, growing lawns, all that good stuff. So if you want to find out the benefits, and you'll hear a couple of other anecdotal silly stories tied in with this, as you might expect, DGVShow.com is where you get the daily clip of the day. Plus, you can follow us all day long, listen to the program in its entirety, rebroadcast through the day at DJVShow.com. And you can follow us on social media, Facebook.com/DJVShow, Twitter at DJVShow, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, and liking us on Facebook.com/DJVShow is cool as well. But listening, you do that at DJVShow.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
We're here to tell you about Boost Mobile's new upgraded network.
That's right. Stronger signal, faster speeds, and more coverage.
So now you can get everything you want faster, like Pitbull's music.
No, the new upgraded network means you can download music faster than ever before. It doesn't mean that it will make Pitbull songs faster.
Oh, so this isn't the song.
No, this is the song.
Well, this is embarrassing.
Step up with Boost Mobile's new upgraded network. Stronger signal, faster speeds, more coverage than before. Switch and get four unlimited lines for $25 per line per month and four free LG K51 phones. Access to upgraded network requires compatible device. New customers only. Four-line offer requires at least one port and activation from eligible carrier. Free phone limited to one per line while supplies last. Customers using more than 35 gigabytes of data during billing cycle may be deprioritized during times of congestion. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. Additional terms and restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com or retailer for full details.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hi. Hello. We specialize in hindsight, foresight, insight on the DJV program, stuff going on with all the riots and that sort of thing. There was a big to-do in Atlanta where a couple of police officers were fired for excessive use of force there. And this gets back to... When I saw that, I didn't even want to. There's a lot of footage, and it apparently is pretty shocking to watch, whether it's more shocking or less shocking than the situation with George Floyd. The idea, though, that Floyd could have been in a gang, I think that deserves some attention of counterfeiters and the cops
I don't
were
think
involved.
I don't think it was George Floyd that was involved with the gang. No, the story that. The story that has not gotten a lot of attention, but I've seen it from multiple sources now, is that George Floyd knew the officer, Derek Chauvin, who killed him. They knew each other because they worked at the same club. They were security guards. That's what George Floyd did. I'm sure the officer probably took those extra hours, right, to earn extra money when he wasn't on duty. And so they knew of each other. The guy got in trouble for passing a counterfeit bill, and it wasn't because he was black that people called the cops. Apparently he goes to the store every single day. The manager said that if he had been there, this would have never happened because the manager knew George Floyd. They liked each other. They were friends. But the manager happened to be out one day. He had a new employee in who happened to swipe the bill of George Floyd, saw that it was counterfeit, and called the police. It goes out over the scanner. The police come after George Floyd. Now, this officer knows George Floyd, and so one of the theories that's floating around is that these cops were not necessarily racist cops, and I put air quotes around it. They were bad, corrupt cops who were involved in a counterfeiting ring.
Well, and that come out in the attorney general's hopefully.
Exactly, but see, here's the thing. They're not, and this would explain a lot about why they're kind of slow walking the arrest of the other three, because they have to go through the investigation to see what exactly is true or not. If you looked at that man's face, the officer who killed George Floyd, there was no emotion.
Funny one, after the
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
To do Harry Connick Jr., one of the great smooth balladeers of our time, Oprah and Brad Pitt, John Fogerty, Jamie Foxx, Cyndi Lauper, along with Harry Connick Jr. Actually, he's hosting this show, paying tribute to essential workers. United We Sing, it's called, airing June 21st, 8 o'clock on CBS. The show will feature Harry Connick and his daughter, Georgia Connick, taking a road trip in an RV to thank and celebrate essential workers. Kind of a clever idea for a show, isn't it, huh?
It's very sweet, yeah.
Yeah, it is. The trip starts in Connecticut, where they live, and ends in New Orleans. Each stop along the way, the Connicks will listen to the stories of essential workers in healthcare and food prep and sanitation, law enforcement, trucking, whatever. You know, there are all these essential companies and trades and jobs that to be honored. They're going to honor their dedication, public service, during this moment in history. A note in the press release adds this show, United We Sing, was filmed with a minimal crew practicing social distancing and with extensive safety precautions. During the trip, celebrities like Oprah and Brad Pitt and Sandra Bullock and Renee Zellweger, Queen Latifah, the quarterback of the Saints, Drew Brees, delivers surprise messages to some of our unsung heroes. Also be a lot of musical performances. Lineup has Harry Connick and Fogerty and Fox and Cyndi Lauper, as well as Herbie Hancock, Little Big Town, Dave Matthews, Tim McGraw, Andra Day, John Baptiste, Branford Marsalis, Wynton Marsalis, Rockin' Doopsie. Who's that? Is that right? Rockin' Doopsie.
I'm guessing maybe someone from New Orleans, since that's where they end the show.
Right, Trombone Shorty. During United We Sing, viewers will be encouraged to donate to charities that support underserved children, like No Kid Hungry and Ellis Marsalis Center for Music in New Orleans. Special also raising money for the COVID-19 relief fund set up by the Recording Academy's charitable wing. That's Music Cares. We've talked a lot about their efforts on behalf of musicians who don't have enough to sustain themselves. So they're providing aid to a lot of people who have been hit hard by COVID-19. So this looks like quite an interesting show. June 21st, 8 o'clock Eastern Time on CBS. A Grammy tribute to essential workers hosted by Harry Connick Jr. Up next here, we mentioned Fogarty participating in that event. He and his three children, Fogarty and his three kids, have spent their time in quarantine performing classics and uploading them onto YouTube. This is kind of interesting. The family's version of Lodi and City of New Orleans and other songs. He's 75 years old. He and his family have released Fogarty's Factory. It's an EP of these songs of the children and the family. The title of the EP is a nod to Creedence Clearwater's 1970 album Cosmos Factory, which turns 50 in July. Our family got together, decided we would spread some joy with music in these times. Fogarty said, we created Cosmos Factory, became Fogarty's Factory. My son, daughter, Kelsey, Julie, and me got Bob Fogarty to shoot the cover photo. It's a real family affair. So this EP consists of seven songs. Have you ever seen The Rain, Bad Moon Rising, a couple of great CCR songs. Bringing a bit from our home to yours, Fogarty added, we are having a bit of family fun together during the pandemic. So the song, the track list, Center Field. Have you ever seen The Rain? Long as I can see the light down on the corner. Bad Moon Rising, Fortunate Son, and Proud Mary. All great CCR tunes. Good. Nice. 28 after the hour. Ready to play.
We're here to tell you about Boost Mobile's new upgraded network.
That's right. Stronger signal, faster speeds, and more coverage.
So now you can get everything you want faster, like Pipple's music.
No, the new upgraded network means you can download music faster than ever before. It doesn't mean that it will make Pitbull songs faster.
Oh, so this isn't the song.
No, this is the song.
Well, this is embarrassing.
Step up with Boost Mobile's new upgraded network. Stronger signal, faster speeds, more coverage than before. Switch and get four unlimited lines for $25 per line per month and four free LG K51 phones. Access to upgraded network requires compatible device. New customers only. Four-line offer requires at least one port and activation from eligible carrier. Free phone limited to one per line while supplies last. Customers using more than 35 gigabytes of data during billing cycle may be deprioritized during times of congestion. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. Additional terms and restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com or retailer for full details.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 30.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In a video conference with governors, President Donald Trump called them weak and demanded tougher crackdowns on burning, looting, and other violence among the demonstrations. He also said the governors are making themselves look like fools for not calling up more of the National Guard as a show of force on city streets. Houston Chief of Police Art Acevedo was in an interview on CNN and had his response to the president's comments.
Let me just say this to the President of the United States on behalf of the police chiefs in this country. Please, if you don't have something constructive to say, keep your mouth shut. It's not about dominating. It's about winning hearts and minds and let's be clear. We do not want people to confuse kindness with weakness, but we don't want ignorance. Speaking for my colleagues across the country where their officers are being injured, community members are being injured, and we need leadership now more than ever.
This is USA Radio News.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
75 is the new 45 for a member of the Rolling Stones, and Chris Barnes has more.
The first day of June marking Ronnie Wood's 73rd birthday and also his 45th anniversary with the legendary rock band. His first show with the Rolling Stones was at the Louisiana State University Assembly Center in Baton Rouge on his 28th birthday. The former member of the Faces replaced Mick Taylor with the Stones, and other guitarists who had been considered before Woods was hired were Jeff Beck and Peter Frampton. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Major League Baseball players ignored claims by clubs that they need to take additional pay cuts, instead proposing they receive a higher percentage of salaries and commit to a longer schedule as part of a counteroffer to start the coronavirus-delayed season. Players proposed a 114-game regular season, up from 82 in management's offer. Done that way, the World Series would extend past Thanksgiving. Opening day would be June 30th, and the regular season would end October 31st, nearly 5 weeks after the September 27th conclusion that Major League Baseball's proposal stuck to from the original season schedule. Major League Baseball's proposal would lower the 2020 salaries from $4 billion to approximately $1.2 billion. The union's offer would have total salaries at about $2.8 billion. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Four after the hour on today's DJV program. See what's going on around the country and around the world here from our perspective, our perch. It's Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and you inside the. I mentioned the term hindsight before, and I've often thought, especially at this point in my life, that it doesn't do you much good. Although there is something in you. Think about cause and effect. What caused this situation? And I guess I can. I'm pretty much pointing my finger in the direction, even though my little sign in my office says, "Fix the problem, not the blame." But in order to deal with what the problems are, you got to know who's responsible. And I believe the Chinese communists are responsible, pretty much, for all of the maladies or most of the maladies happening to us right now. It isn't just the virus, it's just everything in society. And we, you know, why is this happening? What has allowed us? Is this just part of history? And as you see it transferring all the time from the Roman Empire, or go back as far as you want to the days of, some of the great leaders back in the early times, and they all get too inflated. they take themselves seriously, or countries take themselves seriously. The Roman Empire fell apart. The British Empire fell apart. European empires fell apart. The United States now looks like it's, I don't want to think we're crumbling here, but under the weight of all of this, and the Chinese have just keep pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing. And we're not reacting to it. We're not, you know, I'll give Trump his due when it comes to this, standing up to them and the trade stuff, and now, you know, cutting ties with the World Health Organization and the way that China is just in your face about everything. I mean, they're just basically saying, you know, we dare you to do whatever it is that we have to do to maintain ourselves. They're so pushy, but you look at this again, hindsight, and all the people who buy all this cheap crap and support the fact that drugs and you name it. I think I told you this story last week. I couldn't find a tube for a tractor tire that wasn't made in China. Apparently, I did some research over the weekend. Firestone has made them. But, you know, to find them through the distributorships, almost impossible. So we're doing, the point is we're doing this to ourselves. So how do we look ahead? Where are we going? What can we do to get ourselves out of this? Or have we become too lazy and just too set in our ways to actually fight back? I know I want to fight back. I don't know exactly. You know, I want to fight back.
Anybody
why not?
who's not ready to fight back at this point. I don't know. Well, maybe we forget. But here's the thing. Now that our economy is getting ready to get opened again, and now it's been shut down again, and people are stealing the millions of dollars worth of merchandise that was stolen this weekend.
Yeah.
Who's going to be able to afford to bring American business back? This is what happened this weekend has set us back so far economically.
Well, everything that's happened
in
this last year has set us back.
Yep.
So far. You know, it just is. That's what I'm saying. The Chinese are responsible for all this stuff, and it's a plot. It's easy to see. You're kidding yourself if you don't think they're behind pretty much all of the mischief and the malaprops that have been going on here. It's so easy and so probable in a manner of speaking. The truth is the truth. So, anyway, meanwhile, our other nemesis, the Russians, the cause between Michael Flynn, I laugh about this because I don't know what else to do. Should we cry? The Russians, the diplomats, back and forth, 27 pages of transcripts released last week because of the bipartisan requests. So what do these documents show? He advised the Russian ambassador to take reciprocal action. What does that mean?
Yeah. It means that he was telling the truth the whole time. He said that there was no quid pro quo. You do this, we do that. He said in those transcripts, the only thing he said was if you have to, because they were threatening to take action because the Obama administration had just hit Russia with sanctions. Remember, after they said they were interfering in the election.
Yeah.
And Russia was upset about it, and they said, well, we're going to do this. Michael Flynn said, look, if you're going to hit anybody with sanctions, you hit them with the same amount. You don't escalate things. And that was it. That's what he said. He said all along. But yet it was misconstrued and lied about by the FBI. And this actually helped clear the name of Michael Flynn, I think,
if you read through it.
Yeah.
But why would he be advising Russia to hit back?
Because they were going to go hard. They were going to go in and try to escalate the situation. And he said, if you're going to hit the United States at all, hit them in the same way that we hit you instead of escalating the problem. So he actually talked them off the ledge in terms of escalating an economic war with the country, which is what he said he did.
Yeah. The Supreme Court has upheld California's religious gathering restrictions. What's this all about? This was a ruling 5-4. Governor Newsom has the power to limit in-person church attendance. So
he did not do that this weekend. There were a lot of churches who were very crowded.
Right?
Well, yeah. It was Pentecost Sunday, and they said all along they were going to defy the order, and that was it, and they did.
So the dissenting opinion came from Kavanaugh and Gorsuch and Thomas. Judge Alito voted against the limitations but didn't join the opinion. So this is kind of unusual.
It was Roberts who made the difference.
Yeah. Robert said in his opinion calling Newsom's rules indisputably unconstitutional seems quite improbable, adding it was broadly applied to all religions in the interest of public safety.
Yeah, no one was singled out.
Words to me.
Well, no one was singled out is what he's saying. That, but no one religion. So it's not discrimination against a particular religion.
Right.
Right. But the argument could be made, people of faith were discriminated against.
Mm-hmm.
But what about atheists who don't want to get a virus? But you're around people who go to church. That's the whole point of limiting the number of people gathering, whether it's a wedding or a funeral or a regular mass or whatever. That's the point. It has nothing to do with why you're gathering. You can't just gather to hang out with friends either. So it doesn't really matter why you're in a group of people on a Sunday. You could be at brunch. You know, it's the same thing. It's about public safety. It's not about religion.
Yeah. I think there's going to be a lot of lawsuits about closing down restaurants, actually. To your point about brunch, I think.
Maybe.
I can see those happening this past weekend. A lot of restaurants here in my town in Framingham, Massachusetts, opened up, put picnic tables out in the parking lot.
Same here.
A couple of them got fines for $100 because it went against the governor's rules or whatever.
They don't want people gathering. So that's what they've done around here, too. People go and pick up food and take it elsewhere.
They're changing it. So it didn't go into effect this weekend, but they're changing it this week to allow them to do that. So what's the point?
The good news is, in California, the coronavirus is totally over now because people were out protesting without masks, and they were out rioting and looting.
I think in about 10 days, we're going to see the effects of all the rioting and the protesting, because so many people not wearing masks, depending on where you were, I think we're going to start to see where the spikes of the virus are.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, it's by and large, it's on its way out for this first wave, and I totally believe that it will have another wave in the fall, but this isn't helping.
No, but it is what we've had enough. When it gets down to, you know, the pluses and the minuses of it, the sadness of losing all these people, but at what cost? Look at the disturbance. And back again to us not really looking at the culprit and doing something about it. Hopefully we're going to get, I'm still waiting for somebody to come up with the only thing Trump has said to this point is that we're going to make all of the drugs in America, right? We're not going to allow it to be done in China anymore, but
when does it actually take action?
Well, that's what I'm saying. And I've said the air, ask your people running for Congress. Every congressman is up for election this year. Are they supporting? Are they initiating? Are they working on legislation that will encourage businesses to come back, to stimulate return of all businesses to America or American protectorates? Where's that action? I don't see it. I don't feel it. I don't sense the need or the outcrying of people who want this problem to be fixed. Here's something that's going to be cool. Father's Day is what, 2 weeks away? When is Father's Day?
The 21st.
21st, okay. So we're going to give away a couple of brand new lawnmowers from Works, WORX. This is very cool. These lawnmowers, I have seen them. It's an electric lawnmower. 3-in-1 steel deck. Mulching power, couple of 20-volt, 5-amp, maximum, max lithium batteries. This is a walk-behind mower. No gas, no oil, no air filters to fuss with. Just squeeze the lever, press the start button, and away you go. It has a high adjustment of 8.5 inches, cuts lawns up to a quarter acre without running out of a battery. It's a $380 value, and we're going to give them away. What are we doing? Every Friday from now till Father's Day? Is that what we've decided to do?
We have two to give away, so yeah.
Yeah. These lawnmowers, mulching, side discharge, so you ditch the gas. These things are tough, too. You can get more information. Go to works.com on this, WORX.com. Lots of great tools. I've got their sander, their blowers, their trimmers, their saws, all kinds of stuff. You'll think it's cool. Father's Day is June 21st. Let's get this going, giving away these lawnmowers this Friday and next Friday. Stay tuned for more details on how we're going to do that here on the DJV Show.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now, you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Pat Boone here for the folks at Swiss America. Rock solid foundations are vital in life, in business, and in finance, because in the end, only what we've built on a firm foundation will withstand the storms of life. Today, the economic storms are raging and the foundations of everything are being tested. And as recent news headlines reveal, the world economy has never looked shakier. And gold, the world's oldest and most trusted form of money, is also grabbing headlines. Now is the time to put your future on a rock-solid foundation. Swiss America will help you create an indestructible asset today. Discover the timeless truth about gold and silver by calling Swiss America or visiting online at SwissAmerica.com.
800-429-4018. 800-429-4018. 800-429-4018. 800-429-4018.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Want to live healthier and maybe longer too? Pick up the vacuum or grab the leash and take your pooch for a stroll. A recent study found both could help reduce mortality. The finding was part of two studies that use little devices to measure physical activity.
Those devices measure every single movement the body will have. And what those studies show was that when people perform light activities, they get a lot of benefit.
Dr. Francisco Lopez Jimenez says the studies also show sitting too long is unhealthy.
It seems like our muscles are not meant to be like that for long periods of time. And therefore, some activity, even minor activity, actually improves the metabolism of sugar.
While the more you move, the better, Dr. Lopez Jimenez says any movement is better than no movement at all. So do what you can. For more information, talk with your health care provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so here's the word from Boeing. If you can imagine anything more ridiculous than this, they're going to resume production of the 737 MAX. Huh?
I can't wait to fly on a 737 MAX and get a virus.
Are these out of their minds? Do you know how many of these planes are sitting on the ground now? What are they trying to do? What do they know that we don't, or what are they just ignoring?
Do they think people are going to be so desperate to fly that they won't care anymore about the 737 MAX?
No, not at all. I don't even understand why unless they reconfigure the engines and stuff so that the planes are better. But, oy, man. 10 before the hour, DJV time.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Alrighty, let's get to it here. Big time, Big Tom. It's Big Tom K. Tommy the K is here. I'm the co-host of the home improvement program that everybody's listening to, The Money Pit. Their big milestone this weekend, they have 2,000 episodes of their podcast, which is rated the best home and garden podcast of all time, going
for
back
just
to
this weekend, too. 2,000 for just this weekend. How about that?
Good. Great. happy yeah. Days are here again. All right. So what let's take a question from a listener, and then I want to get into a couple of other things.
Sure.
Resource-wise. Here's Chris listening to us in Oklahoma, who has neighbors that have discovered termites in the wood of their home. So does that mean they're crawling across the line? Do we have to put a man with a gun to shoot the termites as they come across the property line?
Well, certainly termites are around your home. They're around everybody's house to some extent. You know, it's part of Mother Nature's force to get rid of the
dead moisture?
Wood.
Are they moisture? Are they show up where they're...
Well, it depends on where you are in the country. But for parts of the country in the northern tiers, you know, any place that has, let's say, three seasons at least, you typically will get subterranean termites that live in the soil. They come in the house to feed, and then they go back to the soil for moisture. Mm-hmm. And you'll spot them sometimes around your house because they'll construct these sand-colored or mud-colored tunnels or tubes that they crawl through if they're on the outside of a surface like a foundation or a cement slab. But when they get into the house, they dig into the wood. And, you know, what I started to say was that it's Mother Nature's way of getting rid of dead wood. But, you know, that includes tree stumps and the 2x4s that are built to construct your house.
Right.
So you want to keep them away. And, you know, I think it's wise to have an inspection by a professional, given that they were found in your neighbor's house. I always think it's wise to have an inspection, even if they weren't found in your neighbor's house, on an annual basis, just to make sure they're not getting there. And then if you do need to treat them, The pesticides today are much safer and much more successful. They go into the soil around your house. They don't have to drill into the walls and such like they used to anymore. And basically they lay in a barrier that the termites can't detect, and they go through this, and that's how the entire colonies are eradicated, and your home stays termite-free.
You know, I wonder sometimes, because you know how I am, where did these come from? Who decided, or what power that's greater than we are, thought termites would be happy if they were able to eat our houses up?
Well, I don't think our houses are what they had in mind, but I mean, think about, you know, how does dead wood decompose when a tree falls in the forest, you know?
Right. Yeah.
And it's just part of it. Ants, too. I mean, we have carpenter ants, we have termites, we have powder post beetles. There are many insect species that feed on lumber.
That is good. So there you go. Got to feed them somehow. All right. So we talked a little bit about the podcast, and congratulations to you on that. Now, in the Money Pit newsletter, there's some interesting information on how to, I don't want to call it cheap wall decor, inexpensive ways of brightening up a room. Does that include painting? Does that include wallpaper?
Yeah, it includes all of those basics. And we kind of lay it out step by step on the least expensive ways, of course, starting with paint, because it is, let's face it, that is the least expensive way to do so many things. And how do you choose the paint? How do you use the right kind of paint so you can do it once, do it right, not have to do it over again? There's so many choices in paint finishes today. Yep. So you have some options there. We talk about wallpaper. We talk about wallpaper removal. We talk about some of the there's different types of I won't call them decals, but they're self-stick sheets that you can put on today for kids' rooms and things like that have entire scenes painted on them that are quite attractive. Mm. So we lay out some options for easy weekend projects where you can really update the look of your space just by updating your walls.
All right, so there's that. I got one for you. I have some chunks of brick on my fire, on my chimney coming off. Like the chimney's painted white, and then obviously it's pointed. But there are pieces, you know, about the size of a brick that have come off where the concrete has eroded, I guess. What do we – can you just fix it with a little concrete put over it and then
Not over it, no. If the brick is a solid brick, right, and the whole brick has come apart.
Yes.
So you basically have to rebuild this spot, Doug, and you're going to have to clear out the old mortar, anything that's loose, and repoint in some new mortar and set a new brick in its place and trowel around it. When it's a full brick like that, that's the best way to do it. You don't really want to patch it. I mean, you could. It would kind of be sloppy, but you wouldn't patch it with concrete because that regular concrete won't stick. It'll get some water behind it, and it'll expand and pop off. You have to use one of the products that's designed for repair because they have more adhesion to them. They're epoxy patching compounds and such.
Excuse me, I just sneezed. He said that. Thank you. Tom Kreidler, host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. Check it out at moneypit.com. Tom at moneypit.com. 59.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.